Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 807 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Barry, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome company that helps people manage their business finances. They've been helping me for years. They serve millions of small businesses. And what's really cool is they help you keep track of your income and your expenses, of course. And they do it in a really, really great way. But more than that, they help you with your invoicing too, which means they help you bill your clients. So if you're a coach or you have any you do any consulting or students of any kind and you need to bill them, you can do it really quickly in a very professional way using FreshBooks. What's really cool is you can also have them track for you who opens those invoices so you can follow up with people who haven't yet. It's really, really handy, and I use it myself. So check them out for 30 days for free by going to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Barry.
Hi, Pat. This is Barry Pearman from Auckland, New Zealand. First of all, just want to thank you for all that you do. You're a real inspiration. I blog about mental health and on my blog called turningthepage.info. And I've got a question around Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans. And it's easy to discover who your true fans are via your email list, you know, and the open rates and clicks and that sort of thing. But my question is, how do you identify the 1,000 true fans on a social network, such as Twitter or Facebook, and then isolate those people to a list where you can follow and continue to develop stronger conversations? Thank you for all that you do, and looking forward to hearing your response. Bye.
Hey, Barry, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate this, and I love where this is coming from. You want to know exactly in your audience who are the top fans. Now, I would argue, actually, that you are not finding your true fans by just looking at clicks and email opens and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to give you a good indicator of who's following you and who's really interested. But your 1,000 true fans, as Kevin Kelly says, are those people who will, you know, fly to see you on a moment's notice, who will drive hundreds of miles to watch your concert, or who will buy anything and everything that you come out with before even reading the sales page. Those are your 1,000 true fans, the people who, if they were to each support you with $100 a year, you would have your six-figure income. And these are really important people to find. I'm actually writing a book about this topic as we speak. I think this is the first time I'm actually mentioning that. And so I'm just going to leave that out there and share with you that this is something that's really, really important to me, and I think is the most important thing in the world, more than this, just traffic, getting more traffic. You want to get that traffic and convert that traffic into people who are these true fans like we were talking about. So these true fans, yeah, I would argue against, well, even email opens and even clicks and stuff like that. You want people who are going to be engaged with you, who are going to get to that level of really wanting to become some ambassador for your brand. And that only happens through many, many moments of interactions. And a lot of that interaction can be on a more automated basis through email and social media and whatnot. But more than that, you need to actually talk to these people and get to know them. Who are they? What are their names? What are their likes? What are their dislikes? The best way to get people to become true fans is to interact with them and ask them questions about how you can better help them. That's going to help you stand out from everybody else in your space who's not doing that. But more than that, it's going to help you be able to empathize with your audience and learn and hear from in their own voice what you can do to better serve them and better help them. And even if that person doesn't necessarily become a true fan, you have a person that is a representative of somebody who could become a true fan who you are now going to better serve. So you are serving your audience better in whole as a result of doing that. So I would actually try to get true fans in a way where you are clumping them together by having people take, actually vote to say, hey, yeah, I'm actually a true fan by creating, for example, a special email list that you set up specifically for these people. You set up a landing page and say that, you know, these are for people who are your true fans, and actually have them say to themselves, yes, I want more. And I love what you do this much that I want to join this group. Or you can set up a private Facebook group, for example. So it doesn't even matter where people are coming from, your email or social media or whatever. You can invite people, invite only, for example, to become a part of this group. And if they sign up, well, then that's a good sign. If not, well, then they're probably not a true fan, even though they may have been very much engaged with you in many other spots. So that's how I would actually, quote, isolate them. But I would even start to, you know, in the beginning ages or stages of your business, I mean, create a spreadsheet or a file where you can actually have their names and their numbers or email addresses so you can personally reach out to them and start to talk to them. And you'll start to get a feel of who your 1,000 true fans are that way. So yeah, try to isolate them into a specific group of some kind, and then actually try to reach out to them personally and begin to create that group that way. You're gonna begin to see and notice people who are more active than others, and that's what actually social media is great for. You can already, even more so than email, start to see who's more engaged. There are tools out there that can help you find your top community members. There's top fan tools for Facebook. There's commune.it for Twitter and tools like Social Rank that can help you as well. But really, I think it just comes with you getting to know your audience and just starting to understand and pick out those people who are the true fans, and then do what you can to serve them. Treat them like gold. Give them surprises. Give them early insights and behind the scenes looks on what you're up to. That way, they'll be even more raving fans. And they will help spread the word for you and help you just organically grow from there. So, Barry, thank you so much for the question. I hope that answers it or at least gives you some things to think about. I want to thank you by sending you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much, and thanks again to FreshBooks for their awesomeness. If you want to check them out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Aedius Huxley, and that is, "Everyone who knows how to read has it in their power to magnify themselves, to multiply the ways in which they exist, to make their life full, significant, and interesting." So all that to say, hey, if you're consuming content in any way, not just reading, but listening, like on this show or watching videos, you have power to magnify yourselves. Do that, and you'll see amazing results. Cheers, thanks, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.